Now we're going live and we give praise and honor and glory to God. We praise you, God, for what you're doing, seen and unseen. As we worship and adore you, magnify the name of Jesus. And we're excited about this podcast today. And we thank God. This is AJS Ministry. This is Elder Anton and Elder Jennifer Seals of AJS Ministry. This is our weekly podcast. And surprise, I am the host, but I'm also co-host with Elder Jennifer Seals. And I'm on tonight because we had to reschedule. And sometimes that happens. People's schedules get altered, but we praise God tonight. And Elder Seals, you want to open us in prayer? Hallelujah. As I open us in prayer, you close us in prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, honor, and all of the glory. We exalt you because you're God and God alone. And we love you, Lord. And we come this evening, oh God, to share a word, oh God. Your word is a seed. It is a mustard seed. It is the faith that you've given us, oh God, by faith to believe, oh God. Now, faith is the substance. And so what is the substance of the things hoped for everything that was created by the word of God. And so the word of God, the seed, the word of God, that the parables were seeds, were words of God that were referred to as the word of God. And so if you look it up, you'll find that this seed that we're talking about is not just a seed the size of a mustard seed. It is literally saying, if you just have enough faith, hallelujah, just enough faith, we have obtained this like precious faith. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, God said, the Holy Ghost says, you are precious to him. He calls us his children. He calls us his sheep. Amen. He calls us his stewards, his ambassador, joint heirs. And so, Lord, we thank you for the anointing on our lives. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for God Almighty. In Jesus' name, this is your host, Elder Anton Seals. And I'm going to be teaching tonight on God's like precious faith. Well, we're going to go back to some beginnings of Smith Wigglesworth teaching. And I just want to acknowledge the fact that we did 19 weeks of teaching on Smith Wigglesworth, 19 weeks. And it was a powerful experience to have five or six people just on every week with me. So I want to give a shout out to Sister Willa May and to Emma and Charla May and James Young and Clarence Brown, who were on every week. Deacon Nevels, I thank God for them. And of course, Elder Jennifer Seals is on the line. Nelson says, we give all glory to God. We thank you for the healing grace that's touching all of you right now. This word is a powerful word, and we want to share with you some of the readings and the teachings, excerpts out of the book of Smith Wigglesworth on faith. There was 19 chapters. Excuse me. And so out of those 19 chapters, the Lord blessed me for every week that we taught. And I'm slowing myself down a little bit because I do get excited. And so we're going to be teaching and sharing just a little bit of the information that comes out of several different chapters. Every chapter, I provided notes to those who were participating and even to those who didn't. Beginning September 14th, we're going to begin a new class at 2 o'clock, September 14th. That's a Tuesday. And every Tuesday for 12 weeks, we're going to be teaching from the book, The God Chaser. I don't know if you all can see this. This is the smaller version of that book. I have it an ebook, and I also have this one. And so, Sweets, is that upside down? Or can you read that okay? And so this is The God Chaser by Tommy Tenney. There are, I think, 11 chapters in this book, and it is a powerful book. And it tells you, one of the commentators, the first thing said, if you're not ready for change, don't open this book. If you're not ready to really go after God, to seek God, it's not important how much you know. Do you really know him? I want to know, do you really know Jesus? Do you know who God is? Do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. So as we teach this lesson about this word that we started off with, I want to be obedient to the way I started this lesson. And I started it out with the scripture text that was found in, I think it was 2 Peter 1 through 4. And I just want I'll go there right now, and then I'll come back. What is like precious faith? What is it? What is the, first of all, what is faith? And so as we get into it, I want to read, first of all, the about four or five verses from 2 Peter 1 and 5. And he says, and Simon Peter, a servant of an apostle of Jesus, to them that have obtained, received, to have like precious faith with us. In other words, he's saying to us that God sent the disciples, and what they learned from the disciples, we're to learn from this word, because this word, according to scripture text out of 2 Timothy, tells us that this word, the Bible, is a living word. It's the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that was given to everyone that's teaching the word of God. God bless you, Pastor Chisholm. And so as we teach on faith this evening, and 2 Peter 1 through 8, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just want to spell out some things. These are excerpts from the book. I have over 135 pages worth of notes that every week I would take notes to learn, to study more and more about this word. And so Simon Peter, a servant of the apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have, to them, that's you and I, to them, if you have faith, faith cometh by what? By hearing the word, and that's Romans 10 and 17, by hearing the word of God. And so if you're hearing the word of God, then God is speaking to you. Amen. That he says, if you're going to worship God, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I want to take us to a place according to the divine power. Oh my God, help me, Holy Ghost. And so to understand that them that obtain like precious gift with us. So when Pastor John Chisholm, Pastor Jewish Washington, Pastor Isaac B. Green, Elder Jennifer Seal, when they're preaching and teaching and spreading the gospel, they have faith. And what he's saying, you have the same faith that God gave to the disciples, that God gave to the apostles, that God gave everybody a measure of a gift, so that when you're teaching and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're spreading his word, because faith cometh by what? Hearing the word of God. Amen. And so I'm going to ask you to look up Luke 8:9-11. Luke 8:9-11. My wife waving at you, Pastor. Hallelujah. And I want to tell y'all something. This word is quickening my spirit, because Lord have mercy. I tell you, So he says here, to obtain life's precious faith with us. So we're sharing this gospel. So the with us is everybody that hears this, that can believe. That if you can believe by the power of God's word, that this word called faith is the word of God through the righteousness of God. And so he told Abraham, by your faith, he counted it righteousness. And so, in other words, it's according to the right standing of God, to the all the principles, the foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. It is the living spirit of God. How can I give a better explanation of the righteousness? It gives you kind of the moral standards of how you should live. Whether or not you accept Jesus Christ or not, you were born with the spirit of God, because he created you in his image. And so if you have that, Pastor Chisholm, you have your Bible, or Jennifer, can you look it up on your phone, Elder Seal? I want you to look at it, because I don't have it right in front of me, and I don't want to skip around on the screen, because I don't want the screen, we have problems with Facebook and the email and Wi-Fi yesterday because of the storm. But I want you to look at Luke 8. I can paraphrase it, but he was talking about the parable of the seed. The sower is you. See, brothers and sisters, we got this thing mixed up. We go around talking about telling folks, faith aside, it must be. It is, but what is faith? What is the mustard seed? So I started digging. You know, if you're going to be a farmer and spread the gospel, you got to dig in this word. So I kept digging. I kept asking God, what is this word faith? What is it that we call it, that a mustard seed of faith can move a mountain? A mustard seed of faith can heal you if you only believe, but you got to believe. And so you have to believe that Jesus is God himself. You have to believe that Jesus died on Calvary. You have to believe all these words, the spirit that God quickens us to believe by faith. But it's really, first, let me understand, help you understand, grace. Grace is the sovereign power
of God's Spirit. It is the manifestation of his word. It is the invisible, visible presence of God through Jesus Christ. Because he says, in the beginning was the what? The word. And the word was with who? It was with God. And the word was God. And he said that the word, God's word became what? Flesh. So when he made you and I, he made you and I out of dirt that he formed out of the ground after he built and created the creation, after he separated. Go to Genesis. He said there was a dark void place and he spoke a word and light appeared. But before the light appeared, he took the darkness of the universe, of the world, of this vacancy of darkness, and he separated from the waters and the land, and he called it the firmaments of the heaven, and he separated it. That's the kind of power that we're talking about, our Father, our God, our Lord, our Savior. That's the kind of power that you have if you can only believe, because he gave every one of his creations, his children, every one of us was created in his image. And so everybody, if you go to look at 1 Corinthians New Testament, he'll tell you everybody got a measure of a gift.
Amen.
And so we want to get into this word where he talks about the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is understanding that the word of God is right. The word of God is the path. The word of God will lead you and guide you, that he's a lamp unto your feet in the midst of darkness. And then he said, mm-hmm. In darkness, let there be light. And the light of God that's in you, it is the anointing, the Messiah. The Messiah represents the oil, the presence of the anointed one. And so the anointed one, Jesus, is the Son. So he's the living word of the word that was invisible. And God was invisible. So he made himself visible. So in Colossians, he says the visible, invisible Jesus, who is God. So the word has become the manifestation of the impossible invisibles. And God masters the impossibles, and he leaves the possibles to you and I. But he can't move the impossible through us that he created us to do, the greater work. You can't do it because you have to have this intimacy with him so you can hear his word, because he is your GPS. You know, if you follow Jesus, you don't need GPS. You got the gospel plan of salvation is the best plan where you can get discernment and direction and godly knowledge and wisdom and understanding. But let's get back on this piece where he says, through righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So we know that this like obtained, like precious faith in 2 Peter 1 and 1 is what we've received. He calls this precious. This word is precious, but you got to ask yourself a question. Why is it so precious? It's precious, Elder Seals, because it is the word of God. It's precious because you are precious in the sight. He delights. God has delight in healing you and I and Pastor John and Pastor Julius and all the pastors, all the people in the world. You don't have to be no pastor. You don't even have to accept Jesus Christ. Everybody got healed in the Old Testament didn't necessarily agree with him. But everybody that went to see Jesus, whether or not they were sincere or not, he healed them. Now, not just because he healed it don't mean you got into heaven. So by faith, to hear, by hearing, the word of God, according to his divine power. Who's the divine power? So he's given us this precious faith. Faith is God's word. The grace of God is the power of his sovereignty. It's more than just favor of God. We can't just put, grace is God's favor. That is so true, but it's so much more. He is omniscient. He is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. So if he's omniscient, he's everywhere. He's always present. He's always knowing, and he's all powerful. That's the grace of God. Those are the characters of God. That's the spirit of God that he put in you, that you're operating with the same spirit that Jesus had, which is the fruit of the spirit, the love, the joy. That's the word. That's the word. That's what's missing in the world. It's the word.
Hallelujah.
What's missing in the world is the word of God. There's plenty of words. There's plenty of filth. You can go on your computer and be reading scripture stuff, and at the bottom they got commercials with women and undressed and men. It's crazy. But that's the world that you live in. But you have to guard your mind with this word, because the word will save you and heal you and deliver you, because it's the spirit of the living God. So this word, this Bible, is more than just a book of words. It is a living spirit of God. And this precious gift, or this precious faith, is the preciousness of God's word that created you and I. And it's so precious that he delights in helping you. He delights in delivering you. He delights in saving you. He delights in bringing peace in your family. He delights, because if faith is the substance, well, I started going back to Pastor Chisholm. I went back, and if you have that, if you have, if you could open up for me, Luke 8 and 11, 8, 9, 10, 11, Luke 8 verses 9, 10, and 11. And I'm gonna right. Jump there on my phone. But what it says basically is talking about the parable of the seed. And the parable of the seed is the word of God. And so we just think it's talking about sowing seed. Some fell on the rock, some fell on stony ground, some fell on good ground. But it represented the seed that was being scattered. But I come to tell you that God said, I want you to go into all the world and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you go to Matthew 28 and 18, 19, and 20, he's given all power, and he charges us to go into all the nations, spreading the gospel, baptizing and teaching in his name, and he's with you always. So when you're talking about Jesus, you're spreading the word of God. You're spreading a seed, the size of a mustard seed. It is God's word. And so, and I was asking Pastor Chisholm, a good friend of mine for all these years, I praise God. I ain't gonna tell y'all how long, because he's older than me, because he just had a birthday. Hallelujah. Love you, Pastor Chisholm. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to Luke 8 and you go to verse 9, and I'm gonna ask Pastor Chisholm if he could read that for me. And it doesn't matter what version of the Bible.
And he said, unto you is given
Luke 8. And you verse 9, 10, and 11.
Okay, 9. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might see, and hearing they might not understand. Now, the parable is this: the seed is the word of God.
The seed. Brother, sister in Christ, I want you to know something. I'm being transparent. All these years, I've read that, have known that. But it did click in my spirit that the very mustard seed of faith that we always talk about that's can be this small. Can change, can move the mountain. The mountain, see, God uses allegories, examples, illustrations, Jesus, in the Bible, throughout it. They always give examples of the donkey or separating the seas and the water. These are real live events, but it's described by words that bring illustration, that he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He was speaking that he was proclaiming. Jesus was prophesying with the word, stand still and see salvation of the Lord. He said that before he opened up the Red Sea. These are the words of God. There's power. And we know that there's power in this tongue. This little tongue can destroy things. The rudder of a ship is real small, and it's just a blade. It's not as big as the boat, but it controls where it goes. This mouth can create war. It can create the hatred that we see in America, because it's not just the words, but the spirit of the word. And the spirit of the word today has corrupted people, where they have become cult orientated and not God orientated. They know of God, but you really can't say you love God, and you got that kind of hate and selfishness in your spirit. And so I challenge believers, regardless to your title, regardless to your role, because beautiful are the feet of those who are pastors or called to be pastors. But let me tell you something. When you read it to that scripture text of beautiful are the feet, he wasn't just talking about the beautiful feet of the pastor. He's talking about anybody that's living for the glory of God. He calls you beautiful. Your feet are going where God is sending you to. That God can send you to the desert and a well will open up for you. That God will give you land that you never worked for. That's the kind of God we serve. That he'll heal you. And I'm a witness. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Amen. That he's wiped your slate clean, but only if you can believe. So as Pastor Chisholm just read, but the parable, the word is the word of God, the seed. I didn't make this up. I've been teaching Bible class for 40 years, and I've never discovered what I've discovered until I started studying Smith Wigglesworth, and the Lord led me to do it. It was one of the hardest teachings I've ever done because it began to take me to a place I had never been spiritually. See, this is a spiritual journey, and we're trying to walk it like it's just a flesh journey. It's not. You are both spirit and flesh. And the enmity of your mind, the flesh, the mind, this mind and this tongue and this mouth does not want to hear the Holy Spirit that's around you, because he says in Romans 10 and 8 that I am nigh thee. So what does that mean? The word said, I am always around you. Ooh, Jesus. And so according to his divine power, whose power? The power that he's given to you and I, but he's talking about supreme power right now. According to the power back in 2 Peter 1, he says, according to divine power have given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge, listen to me, brothers and sisters of Christ, that he's given you godly knowledge. He says that you have obtained this precious faith. Faith is the seed, is the word of God. So I've given you the preciousness of my spirit in the word. And it'll come alive in you if you give me some time with you, saith the Lord. If you would just open this Bible and sincerely with your heart, you can go up there and get baptized all you want. You can be baptized, you're still going to hell because you don't know God. And you ain't living for him. We got it twisted. You think you can just go get in that pool? That's not baptism. That's just water baptism. We're talking about a baptism of the Holy Spirit that converts you, that trains you, that transforms your mind, and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You tired of the same old stuff, and he changes you. Did I not say that I spring forth something new in your life? Did I not tell you? If you study this word, you could do all things through Christ who strengthens you. According to the power, what is the power? The word of God, the spirit of God that worketh in you. Gave you power to give you keys to the kingdom, called you the stewards, the proprietors of this kingdom. And so he says, according to the divine power that has given to all of us things that pertain unto life. In other words, everything that you need is already contained within you, because that's why you're called peculiar. The word of God says we are a peculiar nation, a peculiar people, a peculiarness, meaning that you're in the world, but you don't function like the other people in the world. And when you think back to many of you who are just accepting Jesus Christ, don't be surprised if you want a measuring stick to know whether or not you're going in the right direction. If all of your partners, that's good it. Yeah, if they start cutting you loose, that's because something changed in you. Because I don't need nothing else but Jesus. I've been on 180 milligrams of morphine, and don't nothing make me feel as good as I feel right now. I was on 180 milligrams of morphine for 6 months. I was on 100 milligrams of morphine for over 18 months. And after 4 months, after those 18 months, I went to the doctor and said, deliver me. I got to get off of this. I need deliverance. I'm still in pain, and this is getting worse and worse and worse. But you know, there's a difference between the physical addiction and a medical addiction. And I praise God that I didn't get hooked where I had to got dependent upon that. I got dependent upon this word, this spirit that quickened me and healed me last year. In the pandemic, I got healed. February 20, I got healed. 2020. It was prophesied by the word, by people speaking the word, by ministers. This man of God sitting here in this red shirt that probably says I am that I am, but it says something on there. But he spoke a word. My wife said, baby, I believe you're healed. You're healed. And so I'm telling you that the word will heal you if you can only believe. May not come, I am the peace. God is the peace. He is our salvation. He is our Lord, our Savior. He's the balm of Gilead, balm of Gilead. Was the ointment of that was made from the herbs. It's his spirit that heals you. But the balm that they made, they put it on you. It's herbs that you can go get, but it's talking about the spirit of God. And so he says, according to like faith, the knowledge of him that called us to glory. See, you say, well, God said you can't take his glory. He's not taking the glory. He is saying to you, I want you to bring me glory. Mm-hmm. I want you to do everything that I tell you to do, that I created you to do. We always talk about, I know the plan, that God has a plan for me. That plan is for you to live for the glory of God. That everything that we're doing will bring glory and glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you're not exhorting someone, then you really don't know what it means to be in the presence of God. Because when you're exhorting, when you're encouraging, when you're pleading and desiring people to come to know the Father, then he puts you in a place that equips you and releases the spirit that quickens you. That's why there's a calmness and a peace when you're in the presence of God. You could be going through hell and back. You could be going through the storm. You can be like Peter walking through the water, and you walk on it until you get fearful. But Jesus will lift you right back up. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of power that's in you and I, if we can only believe. And so he goes on and he says, the glory called us to his glory. In other words, he said, I delight in blessing you so that you will give me glory. You don't get the glory. Because if you do, that's your pride. One of the greatest sins that we have is our ego and our pride, our unforgiveness, our self-righteousness. I was reading Tommy Tenney, and he said that the world today, this was in 1998, he wrote this book, and he says to the God chasers, what is a God chaser? Somebody that's sincerely, diligently seeking after the word of God, that wants so much to be in the presence of God that it transforms you. And he was saying that the world has got to the place of so much self-righteousness. Now, y'all know, I'm not saying you're a filthy rag, but the word says your self-righteousness is like a filthy rag. In other words, our attitudes stink. And there's no power in the body of Christ in the church, because if there was, there would be an immediate arrest of this COVID. But because so many people who say they love God won't put a mask on, won't go get a vaccine, and seeing people dying, what in the name of Jesus do you need to see? That's not hatred. That's the word. Yeah. He said, love me. The great commission, the great commandment. The great commission is to go spread the gospel. The great commandment, love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and your strength. And then he says, love your neighbor as yourself. You don't love yourself enough to protect your own children, and you got a virus that's invisible, but you're living and believing in an invisible word, an invisible God, and you say you love him, but you're killing people because you won't put a mask on because of your pride, or because you're following somebody who's ignorant and denies all the information. We've been getting vaccines since I'm 70 years old. I had to go to school. If I went back to school, I got to go get a vaccine card. Let's tell the truth. To stand up for righteousness. And the reason the world is going to hell backwards is because the people of God don't stand up and tell the truth and don't want to voice nothing. Go along with the party. They're attacking people that are standing up for the right to vote. This, when they 1960 at the Petmas Bridge, was it Petmas Bridge, where they beat up John Connors and busted his head, and now they're still trying to take the vote away from people of color. And these are Christians, Sadducees and Pharisees who knew the word. So I release the atmosphere, releasing the atmosphere, the spirit of the living God, the spirit of the living God, to break that yoke off of you, to break that stubbornness off of you, to break the self-righteousness off of you, and to release a loving spirit of God in the atmosphere, because you and I have the power to speak and to speak that which is not as though it is, and bring about transformation in a world that we live in, because you have this precious faith, because you are precious in the sight of God. And if you haven't heard it before, I'm telling you, look at 2 Peter. He tells you that you are precious.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The precious faith is you. You're the creation of faith. He made you with his word. And the word, as Pastor John Chisholm read to us, Pastor, anointed man of God, read to us that the word of God is a parable. And it was the seed that was sown, and some fell on rocky ground, stony ground, and some fell on good ground. And what it wasn't the word, it wasn't a seed just for some plant. It was a seed of God to spread the gospel that will bring you the fruits that you're laboring for.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, co-pastor. Hey, glory to God.
Did you see
God
her?
Bless you.
I see half of I only got one half.
My camera's all messed up, so we just doing
that's
the best
all right.
We can.
Just lean over a little bit more. There you go. Bring that chair closer. There you go. I see you. That's all right. I'm messing with you. I know the love is in the house. You ain't got to say nothing else. I know. See, that love is the love of God. That's missing in the world, because the world knows of him. But you don't understand the precious gift of the faith that you say you have. But faith is God's word. So that mustard seed of faith that moves the mountain, it ain't no seed that's the size of a pinhead. It's the word of God. Amen. And all you need is the size of a pinhead. Let's quantify it. Let's bring some deeper understanding. That don't make nobody deep. It just means to understand what the word is saying to you. That don't make me deep. That makes you understand it. If you study this word, you'll find something new every day. Let's go to the next
Hallelujah.
One. Through knowledge. If you go to Proverbs 24, it tells you that I give you godly knowledge. I'll give you godly wisdom. I'll give you godly understanding. For the word of God establishes and it furnishes and it guides you and it quickens you to do the impossible. And so the virtue that went out of him when the woman with the blood issue, he felt the power going out of you. Hey, when you're praying and teaching the word of God and you got to pray for somebody and that devil is in that person and they don't want to hear the prayer, that drains you. Why? You say, why is it so hard to pray for some people? Because they don't want to receive it, and your spirit is pouring more and more out, because it's no longer you, and your flesh is being drained of the spirit of God that he's trying to get somebody to come to him, and you've done your job when you spread the word.
Amen.
But you got to go back and get you another drink of water, another drink, not touch and see, drink of this water. I'm not talking about this word. I'm talking about that word. He said, drink of this and eat of this. So what is he talking about? Talking about the word. So when you eat the word, like a scroll, it don't make you fat, not like this. It makes you fat in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
It brings wisdom and knowledge to people. It breaks yokes and chains, because there's power in the name of Jesus. It makes you rich according to the riches of his glory that's in you. That's how powerful you are, that you can step on the adder's head. Yes, you can. You can break yokes. He said, I can, what you loose on earth, loosen. It's the word that you speak when you believe in your heart.
Amen.
Not because you wouldn't say, I got baptized. And don't you know of him? Do you know Jesus? Do you know God? Have you spent time with God? People of God who say you love God, how much time? Tommy Tenney, the class we're going to teach on the God chaser, that work already scared me, because it gets into the kabod. What is the kabod? The kabod is the glory of God. And to be in the glory of God is a heavy weight. You cannot absorb it. And when it moves on you and you want it, you want to be in his presence. Book of Exodus gives examples of that when Solomon finished building the tabernacle, when Moses finished building the tabernacle, the light from heaven came down, a fire came down. And no man like that fire, brother, sister. No, sir. A fire came down from heaven. The same fire that met them in the upper room that split into tongues is the separation of the sword, or the word is a double-edged sword. It separates asunder your flesh from the spirit. That's a double-edged sword. It separates the bone and the marrow. In other words, from the flesh to the spirit realm. Because you were born in the natural, but you became spiritual. And the more you eat of this word, your mind, your natural mind, the enmity, the enemy against God in your mind becomes subject to the voice of the living God, because you know his word. And the sheep, who are the sheep? You and me. The people of God. You've got to hear this voice of God that's speaking to you. That's calling the world back today. He's calling America back in particular. You're talking about the eagle. The eagle represents under the shadow of his wings. It's the presence of God. The smoke that filled the tabernacle was the presence of God. Mm-hmm. It's the word that he tells you that when you speak it, it becomes alive, because it's already alive. You don't have to ever say, and now the word is blessed. Now the word was already blessed.
Amen.
And added blessing to the word. The word is blessed. It just blessed you. I got to take a break. No, just wait a minute. Wait on the Lord and be encouraged and strengthen your heart. Virtue went out of her. That's the power. So when don't you know that you got power? You have power that's in this tongue to speak life and death. That you have a prayer life that becomes a bridge over troubled waters. You have godly wisdom to help somebody, to give them direction and a path to go according to the righteousness of God, because he's tested you and said, oh my God, you have been faithful over little. I'm going to bless you with much. That blessing don't mean it's coming on this realm of the Jordan. Maybe you get it when you get to heaven. But I want my name to be in the Lamb book. Lord, please don't take my name out of the Lamb book of life. Because it's his word. It's a promise. That's why it's so precious. Because you are precious. And he loved you so much, he sent his son Jesus. In the beginning was what? The word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word became flesh. And the flesh is the visible, invisible God that we see in Jesus Christ. That everything that he did, he created that was not seen by man. How do you describe the universe with so many stars that you can't even count them? How can you compare what he said to Abraham? I'm going to make you a father of many nations, and there'll be so many of you, meaning people of God. There's so many of us that believe, but you don't want to operate in obedience to his word. You don't want to sacrifice no time listening to the audience. And God is attacking and showing us and revealing to us, not attacking, but revealing to us. If God is a warrior, now you do know God is the chief commander of the army of the war. We're in a war. We're in a battle for life, spiritually to grow and to equip our people. God is not interested in your title. He will call you bishop when you get to heaven. He ain't calling you pastor when you get to heaven. He ain't call you apostle, evangelist. He wants your soul and your spirit to be right, to be like a deer that panteth after this world. I got to get a little break here.
Bless you.
I'm eating of the water and bread of life. I don't need nothing else. And what am I saying to us? And so through wisdom is the house built. Remember I said 24:3 Proverbs? Here's the word. This is the word of God. I didn't write this. I'm giving you the examples, the illustration of the virtue, the power of his word. That if you seek him, you will find him. If you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is his righteousness? It's the moral standards and the foundation of everything that God said would be, and his truth. and it's true. And you don't know if it's true until you believe it and you try it and you trust him and you obey it. And the more you obey it, the more you trust him. And the more you trust him, the more you believe. The more you stand in front of me, Pastor Chisholm, Elder Jennifer Seale, co-pastor Gay Chisholm, y'all stand in front of me and tell me I'm going to catch you fall backwards. She feel like, hold up, bro. But the more you let me catch you, the more you trust me. The more you can find a word to be dependable and true, and you can't figure it out in the natural, because everything that God does is so different than what your natural mind would think. He'll take you to places in the ocean that you can never imagine that you could go to, because he says in Proverbs 24:3 that through wisdom is your house built. Wisdom is the mind of God, the word of God.
Yes.
I've established you by understanding it established, and all by getting get understanding, because that's what established you. Your feet are shattered in the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means that your spirit is engrafted into the spirit of God, that you're pulling things back into order for the glory of God, not you, but the spirit of God. It's like putting a tree in the ground, and that little seed grows, and the roots begin to grow up under the ground, and sometimes they come out the ground. But they connect to the fence, and what it does, it begins to bend the fence. That's what God is doing to you. He's bending the world today. He's reshaping the world today. He's reshaping the church today. And we don't want to yield to the power of the glory of God, because we still talk about a mustard seed, and it's the word of God that's the mustard seed.
Hallelujah.
And it's the spirit that's so powerful. You know, the very, very second change you. Pastor John used to always say, every millisecond of the day, you ought to praise God.
Amen.
I woke up this morning saying, Lord, just Lord, heal me, deliver me. I just want to be more like Christ. I can't be Jesus. I just want to be all that you created me to be. Let me be the best person, the best husband, the best of everything that I do, that you would be glorified. And so he says in Proverbs 24, through wisdom. The beginning of fearing God begins with you discover wisdom when you begin to fear God. You fear not his love, but that knowing that he's all powerful. Then he goes on, he says, by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall your chambers be filled.
Amen.
With all precious and pleasant riches. And another scripture says that bowels and mercies and riches of his glory that he gives unto you. 2 Peter 6 says, and knowledge, temperance, and from temperance, patience, patience to godliness. There's a process that we grow and mature in the world, in the word, that we become knowledgeable, we become temperate, we become patient, we become brotherly and loving and caring, and there's kindness in your spirit. Charity is love. You can't get that love of God just by showing up at the pool to get baptized. Yeah, Jesus can. The Holy Spirit can convict you right there on the spot. He has sovereign power. Matter of fact, he stands on the door knocking, waiting for us to enter. Why do you think God is standing at your door? Brothers and sisters in Christ who's listening to me, this word is the seed of God. It's the spirit of God. And this word that's the spirit of God is God's spirit knocking at the soul of your door, of your spirit mind, to accept me and let me in. Because he's knocking because he's not in you. Or he wants to give you more of him. Hallelujah. There's so much more that God has for us. And so he goes on and he says, for if these things be in you abound, that they may... they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's verse 8. But he that lacketh these things is blind. So I want you to know, brothers, sisters, and people of God, that God says that you are the candle of the Lord. That he is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Well, what does that word mean? It means that even in the midst of darkness, when you don't feel like you can go on, when you are the weakest, that's when God shows up the most. That's when the power, our advocate, Jesus Christ, says, Father, don't you promised that you would not let them slip out of my hand. And so that was, he taught the disciples. Check this out. He said that was the disciples learned from Jesus. He learned from God. So God taught Jesus because he is God in the spirit, but he was born of man, a man born of woman with blood and water, which means he came through the birth canal that he created, but he had no sin. But he birthed him with the word of God and the presence of God, the love of God, the joy of God, that he brought forth this riches of his glory, that he opened our eyes that we would not be blinded by the tricks and the traps and the triggers of this world, but we would be understanding and willing to receive the quickening of the Holy Spirit with a discerning ear and down in your soul to know what's right, because the Spirit of God will never lead you astray. It'll let you go through some things, because Job said, God told the devil, have you tried my faithful servants? I got some faithful servants. And they in the world right now. There's some remnants of younger people that God is raising up. And to the older generation, our job is to help and to encourage them and to help them stay on the right path. So if God puts young people around us, it's for a reason. And that reason is to help them to understand that we can help pray for them and pray them through and share the experiences. And don't be ashamed of the mistakes you made, but let them know, yeah, I messed up. And that's why I'm excited about living for God at 71 years old. 70 years old, almost 71. And I'm told, I'm living for God. And they were, why did you wait so long? Because of disobedience. And the reason I was disobedient, because I was trying to please people and I was waiting for people to be able to accept me. And God finally woke me up and said, I've been giving you all this for all these years and you've been taking it to other churches and they cannot receive it because that's not what I sent to their house.
Hallelujah.
You cannot take what I've given you and you can't move into somebody else's house and run their house. Or your spirit is so powerful, brothers and sisters, there's some places you can't fit into. And you're trying to fit and figure, this day, so them people don't like me and they ain't treat me right. No, you are disobedient. That's what I can tell you. Open your heart by spending more time in this word. Eat this word. Thirst it. He'll even give you hinds feet. The corn, what was hind feet? Those are the animals, I forgot the name of them, but it's like a goat that goes up the side of the mountain, but his feet are made to climb up the mountain. Mountain goats, whatever they call them, is a name, it's another name for them, I can't think of, but he gives them the right, he's fitted them to be able to walk up on the mountains. There are antelopes that walk up on the mountain. And so God is, and these are illustrations. I'm not saying you got feet like an elephant or you got feet like a goat. I'm simply saying to you that God has equipped you to be where you are, to come through this so you can share the gospel, spread the gospel, share the love, share the witness, and by the blood and the testimony of the word, you are healed, you are saved, you are delivered by the word. The precious faith.
Hallelujah.
Which is a gift of love. And all I do is get the love. He said, all that other stuff is like with cymbal brass and timbering brass. I just want you to feel the love of God. But he lacked these things, and because you're blinded, you can't enter into the presence of God with the same old lie and say, well, he's going to forgive me. No, he's not. You have a retrograde mind, and God will eventually cast you out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep playing with God, America. Mm-hmm. America's one of the richest countries in the world. And let me tell you how God is moving. It's not Joseph Biden. It ain't Kamala Harris. It is the Spirit of God that is revealing himself in this world today. That people are hurting so bad that you can see night and day in the behavior of people that we've not seen in years. We thought racism was gone. We never thought that. I never thought that. Because racism is not of God. Matter of fact, if you go back and you look at the King James Bible and you study who King James is, King James was an African American. He was the king of Great Britain and Scotland and Ireland. And he brought those countries together. And he brought scholars together. A black man, an African American. No, an African. He wasn't of American descent. But he became the king who knew that this word was so powerful that the King James Bible was authored by the scholars that he called to come to Great Britain and write this word. And it's one of the most popular Bibles in the world. So I guess the atheists and the people that really hate, who can't love you because of the color of your skin, I guess they'll go write their own Bibles now. Think about that. That's how deep this sickness of hatred is in America. 100 African-American men and women who were falsely accused, was in the news today, falsely accused and went to jail, went to prison. And the governor today signed a new bill that you cannot force information for a teenager or youth to give testimony without the right service, to rely on lawyers and parents being aware of what's going on. They locked these kids up and they purposely lied on them. And they said out of 100 of those cases, 93 of them were African-American descent. So you have to beg the question. This systemic racism is real. And it's gotten to the place where God is showing us his hand, that people are trying to take us back to the 50s and the 60s, where you don't count if your vote don't count. That's the word. They don't want you to have a voice. So if they control the vote and all you want to do is live and complain, we're not operating in the spirit of God in the world, and the church has lost its power. And God is saying, I'm knocking at the doors. Please open your hearts to me, America. Now your children are dying. Sounds like the plague of Pharaoh, when Pharaoh wouldn't be obedient to the things Moses sent him to tell Pharaoh. And every time Pharaoh denied and disagreed and wouldn't do what the Lord was telling Moses to tell him to do, it got worse. The plague got worse. But the blood still works. Blood. I ain't got to put no blood on my doorstep. All I got to do is call on Jesus. All you got to do is call on Jesus and believe in your heart. That doesn't mean that we don't suffer pain and many other afflictions of the righteous. He said no weapon that's formed. He didn't say there would be no weapon. That no weapon that's formed shall prosper. There are things that happen that we can't understand. And we don't know why things go the way they go. But God knows, because it's more than just what's in this world. There's an eternity that we're going to. And the gift of salvation is when you truly, because don't no man know if you say. Only one that really knows is between you and God. Somebody say to you, you don't hear from God that much. How do you know? Who told you how much I can hear God? Ministers, how dare you say to other ministers and other men, maybe they hear God more than you because they listen more. Maybe they hear God more because they've been through so much more. Maybe God allowed them to go through so much so they become obedient to the place that, Lord, don't whoop me. You know how your mama used to whoop you, your daddy used to whoop you? You just stop messing up. I don't want another whipping from the Lord. Lord, please, whatever you do, I'll do it. What you want me to do? I'll do it. Because I've been so disobedient. And some of that disobedience, brothers and sisters, comes not just from disobeying, but because you didn't know and because you didn't believe and also because you didn't even believe in yourselves. And I want you to know how precious you are to God. I want you to know how precious you are to the living God that created you for this season and this time in the world. To you young people that may get a glimpse of this, I want you to know that there's so much more to life than you picking up a gun and shooting somebody like you playing arcade games. We have desensitized our children so much that they see so much that their moral standards are all twisted. You were not born to be gay. You were not born to be hateful. You were not born to kill another man's child or a mother's child or the neighbor just because. You weren't born to create, to kill that officer, to shoot down your neighbors. You weren't born to peddle guns and then dress up in suits and act like you don't know what's going on to the top people in the government of the United States. And you can zoom in on my house and know exactly what I'm saying. Zoom, if I get up here and tell you I'm going to go kill Trump, you would have the CIA and everybody else at my doorstep. So why can't they cut off the path of the guns and the drugs that's killing and smothering our community? You don't make no guns in Chicago. You don't make them in the garage. You don't have no methamphetamine stuff made in your alleyway. If they can spot your car from outer space with God's technology, but don't want to build nothing in America for African-American communities all over the world. And you go to Florida and it's the hot spot, but they're sending for help. But why not stop and put a mask on and get people vaccine? Because of the political agendas and the selfishness of those people's hearts. And you say you love God. You're a liar before God. And may he cast you down and root up everything that you're doing wrong and expose it so the people of God will wake up and get on the battlefield for the Lord and declare, walk around with the sound of God and the sound of the trumpet in your praise and in your voice, that the sound of God tears down the walls of Jericho. We got some Jericho walls today.
Hallelujah.
And those Jericho walls are called stubbornness and resentment and jealousy and fear and unforgiveness and whatever else you add to that schism. But it is opposite of everything of God. The hospital is overflowing with people and you tell folks you're going to cut off their money to go teach because of what? Why would you do that? Why would you jeopardize our children with 25, 30% of Americans don't believe to get vaccinated now. That's a spirit of rebellion. And we rebuke it in Jesus' name. Christians, you got to rebuke it with me. We got to come together and be on one accord where the power is released because we're asking God and he hears the sincerity of our hearts. I don't have to be in the same room with Pastor John. I may not talk to Pastor John for another month, but whenever I talk to him, it's always on the same accord because our spirits are one.
Praise the Lord.
And he always got a word. He always got a wisdom, some knowledge to share with you. The co-pastor, my wife, Elder Jennifer, always got something that they're trying to do to help somebody. Because they believe in the power of God. The word is the seed. One last point before I close. It's almost 8:03. But I'm going to ask you to bear with me. And the reason I ask people to bear with me, because if we was watching a football game, basketball game, we'd be on for 2 or 3 hours. And so what I want to ask you to do is think about this. If God was speaking to you today, would you not do what he told you to do? If you really heard him? So I'm going to ask you, why can't you hear him? Because there's now faith, let me help you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the desire, the hope is the desire of what you want. Hey, don't mess out to be with God. Huh? But now the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and that the world was framed by his word. So the substance is the very source of the creation of the invisible things of God. It is the spirit of God. The source of the substance is God's word. And when you align your life with the will of God, guess what? When you ask God, not my will, that's what Jesus was saying in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was a place of pressing. The olive garden represents a place of pressure. That's where they had a mules and animals that had a crate around them, and they would make a pit off, they would make a flat surface and a pit around it, and they would put the animal would have a grate on it, and it would peel the skin, and the oil would flow off the juice of the olives because it was a pressing. So Jesus, when he was in the Garden of Eden, represents the pressing of the sacrifice that he saw that he had to make. And sometimes God allows us to go through so he can make us a new creature, because the old man is hard to let go of. And so he strips you of the word of God and puts his spirit down in you, strips you of the things of this world, not the word of God. And he imparts and plants, imputes into you his spirit to come forth. That's why Jesus said, not my will, but Father, thy will be done. The source of everything you want is not something that you see. Ask God to sit you in a heavenly place. That's his word in Ephesians. Sit you in a heavenly place and reveal spiritual blessings. That's his word speaking to you in the spiritual realm. And to you people that have the nerve and the audacity to question the Holy Spirit, the paraclete, it means to exhort, it means to call, to draw, to be with you, to be beside you. You cannot hear God in your natural ear. It's a discerning of your spirit. So I pray that the Holy Ghost gives us an Azusa experience in America, in your house, in your churches, in your choirs, in your Bible classes, in your clubs, in every event. I pray God shows up with the cloud of joy of God in his presence. That's his word. That the cloud would show up and the priests could do nothing. I heard a sermon the other day said that when the anointing would get so high, the organists and the pianists and the people that played the instruments, they could no longer play. That when the man of God, the woman of God would get up and preach, the anointing and the spirit of God was so heavy on them, the abode, the kabod, K-A-B-O-D-E, kabod. The glory of God filled the chapel so much that all they could do was bow down and worship him. Some of them bowed down and worship him and praised him because they were asking for forgiveness. Some were thanking him because of what God, they know God brought them through. Some didn't just know, they just had the fresh anointing come on them. Some have got some answers and some clarity and direction, whatever it is. God is a God that leads and guides and heals and so much more. So I end with this last scripture that I asked you to just continue to trust God, because the good shepherd knows his sheep and the sheep know his voice. Do you know the voice of God? Can you discern God's will versus yours? Like precious faith is able to triumph, because that power that he gives you, according to the power that worketh in you, is believing in this word. I'll give you two examples. When they took the man that was paralyzed and they climbed up on top of the roof and they lowered him, Jesus said, what faith these men had. When Jesus got out the boat in the book of Mark or Luke, it's in the Gospels. When Jesus got out the boat, I think it was in Gennesaret, he got out the boat, and he got out the boat, the demonic man, who, when Jesus asked, what's your name? And he went to Jesus, and he said, my name is Legion. Legion, I think, represents 2,000 devils. Legion is my name. He was so powerful that he would break the chains off his arms and his legs. He was possessed by the devil, but he saw Jesus coming home off the boat, and he went to him. What do I have to do with you? And so when Jesus saw him and delivered him, his father said, he is healed if you can only believe. And the demon wanted, the boy wanted to go with him to as Jesus was leaving. And he said, no, I want you to go tell Jesus. I want you to go spread the word of what I did. When the woman of God touched Jesus, today all you got to do is touch the Bible. And if you can believe, it's like touching the hem of his garment, because it was the word. It wasn't his garment that healed her. It was her faith. It was her believing in the word. She had heard. What did she hear? She heard there was a man, that if I could just touch him. But she heard. Why did they come? Why would 5,000 people come and Jesus don't have no microphone? So how can they hear him? Because they wasn't just hearing it in their ear. God was speaking to them through Jesus in their hearts. God was speaking to the world right now. And he's calling you and I. He's calling the world back to him. Can you hear? It's the most precious like faith. It's a gift. It's the word. It ain't just no mustard seed that's a plant. It ain't no seed that brings a plant. It is God's word that created everything. And he wants you and me and all of you listening to understand that it is the word of God, the power of God, that's in each one of us, a portion that God wants to use you tonight to bless somebody. He wants you to come and give your life to him. He wants you to let go of that gun and the thoughts of evil and anger. Yeah. That God be glorified in the world. Do it for your glory, God. We count it done for your glory. We thank you, Jesus, because you're God and God alone, but the world needs you. And some of us on this line right now, we believe so much, we want so much to see the hand of God move, that we're bold enough to say, God, all for your glory. Reveal yourself strong and mighty, God. Lord, we don't have to say you stand at our doors. You're in us. You dwell in us. For we are your tabernacle. But Lord, if you happen to be outside my door, know that you're welcome. Enter thy gates with thanksgiving and thy courts with praise. As we worship and adore you, Lord, that you would quicken our voices, that your word would move, O God. Strengthen our legs and our feet and our latter years and our minds and our nervous systems and our kidneys and our livers and every part of our body. Strengthen it, renew it, O God, and keep us on the battlefield for your glory. Let us be a part of this new shifting that's in the atmosphere right now. It's not coming. It's here. And Lord, we just want to be a part of it. So we surrender as we wait for clarity and direction to keep praying. Keep believing, keep decreeing that God's word will accomplish what he said it would. If you can only believe, you are healed, you are delivered in Jesus' name. That job that you're looking for, that the situation in your marriages are healed and delivered, the joy of the Lord is restored. Where there's confusion and broken families and blended families and even parents who was raised and did everything that they should have done for their children and they go wayward. God, heal the land, heal our families. But begin in each one of us with a clean heart and a right mind. Take the mold out of our eyes and let us serve you for the rest of our lives. In Jesus Christ, we pray. That is precious faith. That is faith. It is the word. It is the word of God that he speaks to you. I thank you, Pastor St. John, my good friend, John. I love you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Brother Evangelist Anton, I received that.
And co-pastor, I love you.
Love you too. God bless you both.
Love you, sweets.
I received that wholeheartedly. And I, the Lord has a word for you. And I want to preface this by when Nathan talked to David, he told him some things that was going on that David was upset about. He said, I'm talking to you about you. And so it's time for this word to get on the road. It's time for you to take this word out to the hedges and highways. It's time for you to leave your house and spread the gospel to people, all nations, all creeds, all colors. And I want to finalize this by saying that I have you scheduled to speak at our church on the fifth Sunday of August. That's Men's Sunday. I'm going to announce it on Sunday. And if you have the faith that you just talked about, there's nothing that can stop you from coming out and doing what thus saith the Lord. And I got enough faith to announce it. I want to know, do you have enough faith to receive it and operate in it?
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Amen. It is so.
Amen.
Awesome.
Glory to God. Glory to God. It is so.
Amen. I see your wife clapping her hands, so we're all in agreement. We're all in agreement. And let me put the pin on this. This message, I want you to present this same message on faith. And it's a message that needs to be presented to the whole body of Christ. So I need, there's a whole itinerary of engagements of speaking that this word needs to go church by church by church with you and Elder Jennifer doing what you do to be a blessing to that body of Christ. And if they're doing COVID, if it's five people, those are the five that God wants you to present that word to. So don't let numbers, don't come up with excuses. Don't let anything be a reason not to show up at that place, because those God has ordained who should be there for that message. So, as I mentioned, fifth Sunday of August, the 29th of August, I think it is, we have a guest speaker. We have a guest duo, dynamic duo, Evangelist Anton Seals and Evangelist Jennifer Seals coming in their own way to bless the house of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, it is so, and so it is, and you cannot teach this word and not step out on it. And I spent 2.5 hours at the doctor today, and I believe, and I go back tomorrow for another test. I know that I'm healed in Jesus' name, and so I believe it. The challenges I have, I'm healed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And I just truly believe that if we continue to trust God. Jennifer, Elder Jennifer Seals, you're healed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for the delivery and deliverance and the breakthrough and the new walls of opportunities. I got a little gnat flying around my eyes. And so we continue to trust God and to believe in this word. To the listening audience, last year, February 20th, 2020, after 11 years of chronic pain, I woke up and the pain was gone. And I've not had that level of pain since. And thank God for that. And I believe God, he's delivered me from everything else by the power of this word. So we touch and agree. I receive.
Praise God.
It's a confirmation, Elder Anton, because as you were preaching, I heard, receive your healing. You're preaching about healing and deliverance and faith. It's time for it to manifest by receiving it.
I receive. Now,
it's a gift from God, but a gift has to be received.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. Amen. Amen. I receive it. You can't teach it and not, but you can teach it and not believe, but I'm believing God. And so I receive the gifts. I receive the anointing, the quickening, the deliverance, the healing. I receive it. Not in my head, but in my heart and in my soul.
Amen.
Because I just, like a deer dependent after water, I just want more of it.
Amen.
Thank you.
And Elder Jennifer, the same for you. Receive that gift of healing. God's got it for you.
Already mine. Already claimed it. It's mine.
Yeah, it's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine. It's mine. So thank you. Thank you both so very much. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing both of you on the 29th.
Amen. It'll be the first time I've been out in quite a while. So
hallelujah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you. Thank you both.
All right.
Pastor John Chisholm. Thank you, St. John Chisholm. Thank you, Co-Pastor Gay Chisholm. Thank you, Elder Jennifer Seals. Next week, we have a wonderful guest that's going to be on, and we'll be posting up this weekend. We will have Apostle James and Prophetess Deidre Burks that will be on with us next Thursday and from Indiana. And we'll have flyers and information circulating. She's doing a prophetic conference in September. We'll share that flyer with you. That's Prophetess Deidre Burks. And we look forward to her and Apostle James Burks being our guests next week. So tune in for the word of God that's moving. Amen. If you desire to be on our podcast, you can write us at AJS Ministry or AJSM Prayer Line, AJSM Prayer Line. And you can dial the number that you'll see on the Facebook page and all the other social media. God bless you and the peace of God be with you until we meet again. Elder Seals, close us in the word of prayer.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name and magnify you. We thank you for the time and the gathering together, Lord God, to share in your word, to eat of your word, God. Oh, Father God, we're digesting this word. And God, we're thanking you for the prophecies that went forth. For we know that you are a God that healeth thee. Oh, Father God, we know that you are already wounded for our transgressions, already bruised for iniquity, and the chastisement of the peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. We thank you, Lord God, for our brothers and our sisters, God, to come together, Lord God, again, to share in your word. We ask you to go with us, God, and cover us with your blood. And Father God, even anoint your man, God, hallelujah, as he preached to his flock, God, teaching, Lord, and preaching and breaking bread, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to strengthen them up and build them up in your most holy faith. And God, we thank you as we go forth in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus. And amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. God bless you both. Thank you so very much. And as we close out, this is Elder Anton, Elder Jennifer Seals. We praise God for you. We thank Gifts from God Ministry for being on with us. And Pastor St. John Chisholm and Co-Pastor Gabe Chisholm. We'll be back on next week at 7:30. And we're looking forward to seeing you. Peace of God be with everybody until we meet again. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen.